You are listening to Covenant Eyes Radio, helping you to stay pure online. More and more, counselors and psychologists are learning about the devastating effects that pornography can have on individuals and families. Often we hear a lot of information about how pornography has a devastating effect on boys and young men. But how does pornography and the culture of pornography have an effect on young women? Today our special guest is Chris Clapp Logan, Director of Communications and Congressional Relations for Enough is Enough. Mrs. Logan educates and advises congressional staff on internet safety issues and legislation. She is also the associate producer and writer of Internet Safety 101, Empowering Parents.
Pornography culture and our very sexual culture has really forced our young women, especially our girls, to view their value in society as being sex objects. That even if a girl isn't accessing pornography, even if she hasn't seen pornography, the impact is felt through the relationship she has with her boyfriend. The expectations that we place on her are oftentimes really inappropriate, dangerous even, and not appropriate for a healthy sexual development and interactions with the opposite sex.
Can you comment about how pornography impacts youth culture as it pertains to young girls?
Well, I think that that's, you know, one of the lies that we have unfortunately bought into at times, that only our young boys can become addicted to online pornography, that they might be the only ones that are seeking this type of content out, and that pornography isn't having an impact on our, you know, young girls or our young women. And unfortunately, we've seen that, you know, sex in the culture, it's pervasive, whether it's the shows that our kids watch on TV, whether it's, you know, the type of content that they're coming into contact with online. Our girls are also being impacted by this. Girls are struggling with this. We interviewed through our Internet Safety 101 program a group of young, you know, teenage boys and girls, and they both shared about how this type of content, their interaction, easy access to pornography, primarily through the internet, had devastating consequences on the way that they related to each other, on their sexual behaviors. And so I think this is something that, you know, parents have to understand, that their boys and girls are not immune to the risks and dangers associated with online pornography. You know, 3/4 of pornographic websites display visual teasers on their homepage before even asking the viewers if they're of legal age. And a curious boy or girl is going to come across some of this type of content very easily through the web if their parents are not using strong parental controls and filters. And we've seen many times that, you know, when our young boys and girls are accessing this type of content, it has a strong impact on their sexual health, that it can increase sexual aggression among youth, that, you know, watching sex on television or on the internet has been demonstrated to hasten the progression of an adolescent sexual behavior in many different ways, and that, you know, girls are engaging in a lot of the same behaviors that they're actually seeing depicted through online pornography. So there's more of a likelihood, for instance, if a you know, adolescent girl has seen pornography, for them to engage in oral or anal sex, to consider experimenting in other ways with, you know, other girls or with more individuals. And so, you know, the pornography culture and our very sexual culture has really forced our young women, especially our girls, to view their value in society as being sex objects. And, you know, that's one of the great tragedies that we have seen as pornography and as sex has become more integrated with, you know, mainstream culture. And our young girls are absolutely being harmed by it.
Oh, absolutely. And I can't help but think of all the young girls that I know we've spoken to that they have may have not interacted with pornography themselves, either because they haven't run into it or they haven't necessarily desired to look for it, but they can't help but be swimming in a culture where they're surrounded by boys who have. And so they're, even if they themselves aren't interested in the material, they can't find a boy to date who has not been exposed to it or doesn't have sort of pornographic expectations for his own relationships. And that is, and that could be incredibly difficult for a young woman to have to deal with that, because there's all this pressure then to sort of live up to these porn standards.
Absolutely. I mean, that's definitely another huge issue, because our boys are being trained about sex through pornography. The expectations that they will put on their girlfriend regarding what they should look like, what they should do, are oftentimes set by the pornography industry. They're not healthy. It's not promoting anything close to safe sex. And a lot of girls have lower self-esteem. They struggle more with eating disorders. They develop body image issues because they know that the boys in their lives, the men in their lives at times, are being so heavily influenced by this glamorization of the sex industry. And there was a report that came out earlier that said that, you know, young girls were afraid to be alone with their boyfriends because the demands that they had on them sexually kept getting harder and harder core, and because it was so influenced by these hardcore sexual contexts that are prevalent in online pornography today. And so you're absolutely right that even if a girl isn't accessing pornography, even if she hasn't seen pornography, the impact is felt through the relationship she has with her boyfriend. And, you know, the interactions, the expectations that will be placed on her are oftentimes really, really inappropriate, dangerous even, and not appropriate for a healthy sexual development and interactions with the opposite sex.
Absolutely. And I think it's important for people to understand that the pornography that's online is not just, say, your father's Playboy from 30 years ago. It's not just the pinup girl. Of course, as bad as those tended to be, we're talking about graphic video, often violent content, often content that is explicit, derogatory, that is dehumanizing, depersonalizing. And if parents aren't aware of this, if parents aren't aware of just how pervasive and how blatant the material is, if their attitude is just the boys will be boys and they'll look at a few harmless images, of course all boys do that, they're all curious, and they can all walk away unscathed, that is a very naive point of view.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, there's through the internet, you know, we have easy and free access to this content. Anyone does. And unfortunately, we do not have protection for our children from this type of content. So even the most responsible pornographers will perhaps put on their first page, you know, are you 18? Click here. And that's the only, prevention that the pornography industry is putting. And of course, any boy or girl that's curious is going to enter these sites. And once they enter them, you're absolutely right. The content is absolutely violent, obscene, group sex, bestiality, a lot of fetishes. These are the type of things that the pornography industry is celebrating. They've tried very hard to sanitize their product through, you know, Girls Next Door, through the Playboy Bunny being worn by, you know, teenagers. But unfortunately, a lot of adults, parents, don't realize the hardcore, explicit nature of this type of content, that if their kids are accessing it, it will provide a powerful miseducation for their kids and set them up, unfortunately, to relate in a very harmful way sexually, to have harmful expectations on their own body, how they should perform. And you're right, it's not your father's pornography. It's harmful, graphic, violent, and oftentimes degrading to women. And that's why parents can't leave it up to the pornography industry to educate their children about what is healthy sexually. They have to be involved.
You have been listening to Covenant Eyes Radio. To hear more of our podcasts, visit us on iTunes or the Covenant Eyes blog, Breaking Free, at covenanteyes.com/blog.
It's slavery in the 21st century.